Gemara says if someone is a mafresh vayetze b'shiyara b'shir shloy shimira b'shoyis b'yir. The mice we have in Rashi on Chavdani on the base a huge yitiya. Rashi is mevur that you could be makai in the midst of tashbisu shloy shimira b'shoyim. Behind him, even though it says in the Torah lahedya tashbisu b'yon yitalit, but in a place where you're not going to be there on Yom Yudalit, as then you're Makai in the midst of Tashbisu Daraisa 30 days before. That's a Gevaldige Chiddush. That you could have learned the Sugya over here is handling in the Chavis Beer, the Rabbanon. Rashi Lishitase, that's learning the Sugya is going without Bittel. Rashi took it a step further and learned that it's also in the Dine Daraisa. Nefiza, when the Gemara is going to ask, Hani Shloishim Yoim Maya Vidikayu, it's not, we're not handling on a level derabanan, on an asmachta from a pasuk. We're handling on a real drasha that has enough gemina ledine daraisa. It's a big chiddush in Rashi. The Maisa, you have one more time where you have the shear of 30 yoim by a different mitzvah in Sukkah and Daf Tes. Over there it says that if you make a sukkah, l'fi beishamai, you have to make the sukkah l'shma. Beishamai in the Mishnah says that until 30 days, mistama, it's l'shma. Frek Rashi, what's the shir? Until 30 days, it's mistama l'shma. Zak Rashi, it's also this din of shaylan v'darshin behilchas ha-pesach. Rashi over there is muchach. It's not only by Pesach, like the Beis Yosef has a tzad, because there's a lot of halachas, but even in Sukkah, where there's less halachas, still shaylan v'darshin lamid yoyim. And Rashi brings, that's why people are ready in the nyanim of Sukkah, as v'meila mistoma, they'll make the Sukkah l'shma. However, Rashi over there is far less of a chiddush than the Rashi by us. Because Rashi over there says, because Shoylem v'darshin lamid yoyim koydim, people are into it as mistama when they build a sukkah, mistama their kavanah is l'shma. Over here in our sugya, we saw either it affects the chiyav derabanan beer or the chiyav deraisa beer. Over here is a much bigger chiddush. We saw Rashi was Mazur because me all chalalav achiev lizar b'tzorchei ha-pesach. Okay, so that's a little bit of akdama. Let's go to the guf ha-sugya. Kidetanya, sholem v'dorshin, b'ilchus ha-pesach, kodem ha-pesach, shloishim yayim. Frek the Rashva in Megillah, astira in Gemaras. In our Gemara, we have our locha of sholem v'dorshin, b'ilchus ha-pesach, kodem ha-pesach, lamed yayim. That 30 days before Yom Tov, you have to learn Hilchas Achag. In the Gemara Megillah, on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, it says, on the Chag, on the Yom Tov, you shaylin v'darshin. Only on the Yom Tov, you're mechuyiv to learn the halachas. But before the Yom Tov, you're not mechuyiv to learn the halachas. As a stira in the Gemaras. As there's two mahalchim to answer. Shittas of Rashi, the Bir Halacha and Tav Chav Tes brings down, there are many Rashis in Shas this way. Shittas Rashi in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin, and many other places in Shas, is Mitzayin more, is that the din is both of them are true. Yeshayin Udarshim Koydim Lamed Yayim, and then you have to learn the Halachas over again on Pesach. And the Rashba in Megillah explains it very gishmak, because you learn koydem ha-maisa, but yechoyzu mizaris b'shas maisa, like we have in the Parsha by Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu 3 days before told them not to touch the har, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them when it came to Matan Torah, don't touch it again, because when you learn the halachas before, it doesn't make it the same roisha. The Maimer HaMuskar, parentheses, Chassan and learn Hilchis Nida before they get married. Koydim l'maisa, you should learn it. You should learn it again. La'achar ha-maisa, b'shas maisa, because it's not the same when you're l'maisa. Okay, this is a yisoid. And that's this yisoid that we learn out, that on Yom Tov also, you got to learn Hilchis Achag. What you did 30 days before is not enough. The the Rashi brings another Mahalach, which is the Ran by us, that he says Shoyalin V'Darshin. He's Medayik. What's this Lashon Shoyalin V'Darshin? That Enochinami, you on your own to learn, that's only on Yomtiv. This means that Shoyalin, if you're Shoyal, it's called the Shela Ke'inyin, and the Rebbe has to answer it. The Hainu, when Talmidim asks a Rebbe, he only has to answer to the ones that ask Ke'inyin. It's a big Yisrael, it's good for the Rebbeim to know. But either way, when you're Shoyal Ke'inyin, then you have to answer. If somebody walks over to you and starts asking you on Hilchos HaPesach, and we're holding in the after Pesach, you can tell him it's Lo L'inyan. But when it's 30 days before, then if he's Shoyal, you're Doyrish to him. And that's the second Malach. But the learning the Halachis is only on Yom Tif itself. Those are the two ways of learning to answer the question. Vinishvi, it says, you learn now that Shoylin Bedarshin Lamid Yoyim. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Oymer Shnei Shabbosis. As we want to say, Yechidish La'alocha. Tell me if the Oylam is Maskin. According to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, everything we learned in the last Gemara from 30 days, Dainu Saida Din of Mafresh V'yotzer B'shiyara, Saida Din of Oitzer is only from 14 days. Because what was the marker of all the dinim? Because Shoylem V'darshin Lamid Yoyim Koydim Achag. As the fear of Shimon Gamliel, there's no din of Lamid Yoyim Koydim Achag. As Enoch Inami, all the dinim in the sugya will only be 14 days. I see he's masking. Everyone's masking. It's not negei l'avlocho because we don't paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. But if we would have paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, as Enoch Inami, the shirim of Bir Chometz and Bechule are going to be 14 days. Oilam's masking. Okay. Shtika koida. Okay, we'll go like that. My time at the Tanakh Kama. Shari Moshe oimid b'Pesach Rishon u'mazir ala Pesach Sheni. Mikan is a mucker. When you're in the middle of shir, you could be ID, you could bring in other mili. My time at the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Shai Moshe oimid b'reish chodesh u'mazer ala Pesach shenema chodesh hazeh lochem reish chadosh v'yitziv dabro al kol hadas bnei Yisrael leimer v'yisro lechodesh hazeh v'yichu lehem ish seh l'beis avos v'may d'reish yarcho koi v'ilma ba'arba v'yarcho chomisha yarcho koi. As the Slach has a very interesting question. Frek the Slach Tachlis Giret. Normally, there's a halacha. You have to be Oisik Behilchus Achag, Lamid Yoyim, Koydim Achag. What happened in Mitzrayim? Why in Mitzrayim weren't they Oisik in Hilchus Achag, Koydim Achag, Lamid Yoyim? What happened over there? They didn't learn 30 days before. Why did Hashem only tell them the parsha on Reish Chodesh? Hare, they got to learn. They got to prepare for all the Hilchus Achag. They need 30 days. As he says, very interesting. He says like this. If you're going to ask on the Chachamim, why didn't they learn the Halachas? He says, well, Hashem didn't give it yet. Hashem only gave it on Rosh Chodesh. If Hashem didn't give it yet, you can't learn the Halachas. Elavos, you're going to ask on Hashem, why did Hashem only give it on Rosh Chodesh? Hashem should have given it 30 days before, kedei that they should learn it. Tainat the Slach, you can't ask questions on Hashem. End of the shtick. Interessant the shtick. That's Tainat the Slach. I'm asking Chishbon. You don't freak shyness on Hashem. Okay. El Amir Rabbi Balsimi Mishmei Derevina Meihacha VaYidrish Hashem Al Moshe B'Midbar Sinai B'Shana Hashenis Chodesh Arishon, Iksivi Yasu, Bnei Yisrael, Sa Pesach, Bambad, Chocha Nami, Mai, Bidereish, Yarko, Koi, Dilma, Babu, Yarko, Kabish, Biyarko, Koi, Amr, Nam, Bayitz, Lisa, Midba, Midba, Ksivacha, Midba, Sinai, Ksivacha, Yidab, Hashem, Al Moshe, Midba, Sinai, Koi, Moi, Becha, Lechodesh, Hasheni, Mala, Halam, Bereish, Chodesh, Av, Kan, Bereish, Chodesh. As thus is the Gemara. In Tosis in Avodah Zarah on the Daf Hei Beis, Tosis has a very interesting shayla. Tosis is handling this din of shaylan v'dorshin. Is it a din in the yontif or is it a din in the carbon? As in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Hei Amid Beis is meduyik, it's a din in the carbon. Of a tainis Tosis, the ma'isa we hold la locha, we're noy with the minik that even bizman hazeh was shaylan b'dorshim koydim chag lamid yom. Dainu it's a shulchan aruch and tavkof test. What down the minik was to be shaylan b'dorshim. As Tosis says, the ikur was mishum the korban. But the minig is to do it even when you don't have a carbon. This is a little bit of a lima discourse on the yeshiva bachim that don't learn here 30 days before the chag. They're going like shittas Tosis in Avodah Zarah, that it's not a chiyuv, it's a minig. It's still a good idea, but okay, they don't do every good idea. Okay, well, at least it's not a chiyuv, a drasha. The Tosis brings an interesting raya. Tosis says, because if you look at the psukim, where did they bring a raya? From Pesach Sheni. L'choyer, what does Tosis mean? Tosis is asking a question. Pesach Sheni is not a yontif. If it's a din in the regel, as how could you bring a raya from Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni doesn't have any din a yontif. The only thing you do on Pesach Sheni is you bring a carbon Pesach. It's not a yontif. As if this is a din on yontif, in Hilchis yontif, it's not even a yontif b'chlam. As of Tosis, you see, the ikar in yonoi is mishum carbon. But they stretched it and they said even when there's no carbon. That's the Tosis in Avodah Zarah, Daf Hei Amid Beis. It's a big chiddush, but that's what Tosis wants a tanya, and he's buying it from our Gemara because we're handling the inyanim of korbanos. That's what we're handling. You're chiddush? By us, it's not.
Even this Gemara doesn't say carbon.
Yeah. Chassidim don't say tachnun by a lot of things. Yes. No, it's a mix, it's yontif, but he means it doesn't have a din yontif of issa melacha, doesn't even have a din of chalamayit. The ikka kviyas of yontif, it doesn't have. You're right, it's a happy day, so you don't say tachnun, it's not yam chashem b'yam sara. I get it. But he means that it's not a yontif with issa melacha, with mikroi kodesh. Roi bina yontif, you don't have on Pesach Sheni. This is what he means. Yeah. Okay. This is the chiddush of Tosis. Go on, just santo Tosis. The Olim could look at the Tosis and see. He doesn't speak out. That's what he means. He just says it's a raya from Asugya. B'chor, that's his kavana. He says Pesach Sheni is not a yomtiv. That's what he's playing from Asugya. It's a din in the carbon, not in the yomtiv. But Tosis does it, the minig is bizman as it also. Even when we don't have a carbon, we still have that minig. So that takon. Okay. As that's the first sugya. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara now has a new sugya. Rashi says, Lava Shmaitim Parach, say the Parshis Kaparach. As the Sam Sefer says, any time when the Parshis Ashruah comes into what you're learning during the week, as it's a simon of Siyata Dishmaya. As this was last week's Parsha, as it's a simon of Siyata Dishmaya. And this year we have to point out a special Siyata Dishmaya, because we learn fast. As you see, if you even have a Siyata Dishmaya to learn faster and to get up to Vav Amid Beis by Parshas Ba'alois. Oh, Mamash is Siyata Dishmaya. Rashi says, "V'gemari es v'nichde bereisha v'chodesh rishon v'hoda nichde v'chodesh shevi." Amrei Menashe about tachlifa mishmei derav zeisay meres ein muktim u'muchor b'Torah. The Torah is not written kaseidah. It's our fear. Why did the Torah write it kaseidah? What's the reason ein muktim u'muchor b'Torah? As there's an interesting Rabbeinu Peretz over here, Arizig Chiddush. The Rebbeinu Peret says the Medrash asked the question. And the Medrash says that if the Torah was written Kisidron, the way it was, as people would be able to create Olamos. Istakel by Raisa Ubari Alma. If the Torah was written Kitzurasai, with the Shemus Hashem Kitzurasai, and the whole thing would be written Kitzurasai, people would be able to create worlds, create different things. As therefore the Torah had to redo it today, that you shouldn't be able to misuse the koiches of the Torah. Now, when you hear this, you could learn it up like, if the Torah was written Kitzurasa, that would have been great. We could have been Bairi things. But now that it's not, as now we don't have that koich anymore. But the Svarim HaKadoshim are Megale, a very deep Nekuda. The Nefesh HaChayim brings a Zoyar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Istakel Ba'araisa Ubari Alma. Bar Nash Istakel Ba'araisa Ubari Alma. Every one of you, when you're learning, you're creating the worlds of your future. You may not realize it. You may be sitting in the Beis Medrash and not realizing what you're doing, but you're creating your future, and unfortunately some people are destroying their future too, when they're not learning to write, when they're being over on Divrei Torah. As this koyach of Istakel Ba'araisa Ubari Alma is still around, just it's not as obvious. If the Torah would have been written kefi the Seder that it was supposed to be, as then everyone would be creating different things. As the Torah did it, that you can't create it obviously. But Shetei Delecha, the musig is still around. Okay, kachos even the nefesh achai. Amar Papa lo yomron ela betrayin yon. Abo bechanin yona maydemukdim mukdim umaydemuchor umuchor. What does it mean chadin yona and treyin yon? Rashi learns it means chada parsha and trey parshios. The Rach argues on Rashi. The Rach learns that it means on the side of the Gemara, Chad Inyan, Chad Noisei, Betray Noisei. If it's the same Inyan, as that's called Chad Inyana. If it's a different Noisei, a different Inyan, that's called Trey Inyana. Klapi Me'a Dvarim Aburim, Lefi the Rach, you could answer Taisis is Kasha. Taisis in Divri Amasra, Betray Inyana, Ein Donin. Frek Taisis, how could you make a klal or prad a klal? The fida rach, the kasha doesn't start. Both of them are written in the Aseres HaDibris, and the Aseres HaDibris is one inyan. The rach learned, Tosis learned like Rashi, that the din of Trey Inyan and Chad Inyan is if it's written close to each other or far away from each other. As Frank Tosis over there, it's far away from each other. And the Tosis, Hainu Mishum, Da'aseres HaDibris, Shiva Ki Chad Inyana, Dibidibir Echad Nemru. Tosis answers that over here, even though it's written far apart, but it's still called Dibir Echad because it is Nemru, Dibidibir Echad. But the Fida Rach, the Shaila doesn't start up. That's one Nakuda. Another Nakuda, when we say that Ein Mukher Mukdam Mukher B'Torah, Pashtis, the Olam translates it, that the Torah didn't write it the way it happened. That's the Pirush of Ein Mukdam Mukher B'Torah. The Torah didn't write the series of events the way they happened. The Bochanan says that in our Rashi over here, there's a different Havan in Ein Mukdam Mukher B'Torah. Rashi says that Uparshias Dinemra Tchila Higdimu Hamukheris La. The din of Ein Mukdam Mukher is not a din in the way it happened, it's when Hashem said it. It's not totally when it happened in the world. It's totally when Hashem said it. Ein Mukdam Mukher means that even though Hashem said it before, it was written afterwards in the Torah. That's the din of Ein Mukdam Mukher of the Torah. The Chiddushei Aran points it out. Now we have a Chiddushei Aran. He points it out in the Gemara that that's the din of Ein Mukdam Mukher. Because the din of Mesiris Torah is the Amir of Hashem. That's when the Torah should have been written, Kefida Mira Vashem.
Or events that happened before other events, like Rashi says it.
As it is to an event too, but the klal is not only an event. That's what we're trying to say. It's also in the Amir of Hashem. That's what we're trying to say. Rather, the events that happened, it was said in Hashem differently too. Happened to be the events were also different. But also, it's true that klal. Yeah.
Oh. How do you learn the kasha of the nichta ibration? Meaning, how do we know? If you learn it that way, how do
you
know?
You have to learn that. Kilu, it should have been kafi the seid amirasam by klal and rada klal. That's the ikur also. That's the good, but that's the real. Gemara brings a raya. Din lo teimachi klalu prad ein bchlalu masha prad dilma pradu klalu su pradu klal nasa klal moisaf ala prad dilma klalu pradu iachu yafilu b'chein gan benami nichle mandi yom klalu prad mchakum zem zem don noisam bchlalu prad shaper. The man the yomad done in Ma'ikul Amema, feel a man the yomad done in Hanimir of Khan and Yana, which train Yana and Kunah. That's the Gemara. There's Hashem. Now we want to start the next Sugya, which is a whole new Indian and a new Lanais. There's Hashem. Today we're going to see just the first Chelik of the Sugya. To get into the Sugya. Amar Reb Yehuda Amar Rav, Haboidik Sarech Shiyach. This line of the Gemara is what we're going to focus on today. Frek the Slach. Why are we mentioning the word Haboidik? Sarech Shiyavato. We learned in the Mishnah, Boidkin. As now, Amar Reb Yehuda Amar Rav, Sarech Shiyavato. The Moshe we had in the Mishnah, in other places, when the Gemara wants to say Sarach Shiyavato, it says Sarach Shiyavato. That's the Chiddush. There's no Chiddush in B'dika here. As why are we mentioning the words Haboidik Sarach Shiyavato? V'oi frek this vasem is a different question. What's this lashon? Haboidik Sarach Shiyavato. We should say Sarach Livdik v'Sarach Levato. Haboidik? If you want to tell me you need a bdika, the way to say it is sarich bdika ubito. What says haboidik sarich shiyavato? Thus is the makar of Rashi. That Rashi over here says a chiddush. Haboidik sarich shiyavato. Somech lebdika miyad. The bittel has to be somech lebdika miyad. It has to be right. Where does it say in the Gemara? Haboidik sarich shiyavato. When? When he's in the mood. When he has time. Why do you have to do it right away? Where does Rashi get it that you have to do it right away? Kinire, the mucker of Rashi is from the diktuk of the Slach and the Svas Emes. That this is a takana haboidik sarich shiyavato. When you're being boidik, b'shas bedika, sarich shiyavato. And there's a mucker from the Toichina Inyan of the Gemara and the Hemshech also. The Gemara is, why do you say Haboidik Sarach Shiyavato? Maybe he should be Mavato later on. Who said you shouldn't be Mavato later on? Mar says maybe do it 3 hours in the day, 4 hours in the day. Who says not that way? You see clearly in the Gemara, it's assuming that you do it Bishas B'dika. And what's the reason? Like the Gemara is going to say later on. Because we want you to remember to do it. As if you're doing it b'shas habdika, it's easier for you to remember to do it. But if you're going to make a separate takana bittel, it's going to be easier to forget. So kedei that you should remember it, therefore chazal u'mesaken, b'shas you're doing b'dika anyway, and everyone remembers to do b'dika, as do the bittel. Okay. That's step number one. Samach l'b'dika miyak. Where's the makkah of Rashi? Rashi continues and says, what is bittel? Kol chamira deika bebeisa hadein levato. What's the lashon of bittel? You say all the chametz that I have in my house, I should be mevato. Fret the Torah on Rashi. You're only mevato what's in your house. We learned the Gemara on Hey Amid Beis. You're over on Gvulin. You're over on your virus. Sichen umayris. You're over on your backyard, your front yard. This man has said you would say you're over in your car. You're over in your work. You're over everywhere. What's this? You're only being mefatel what's in your bias. Zok the tour enochinami. You have to be mevatel everywhere. Mitzarech bir, what's pshat in Rashi? Why does Rashi say bittel is only in the bias? Hare yo'eva bal yiran chometz all over. Zog de bach of yishmaka pshat in Rashi. Zog de bach that the Gemara is going to ask why ha'poyidik tzarech shiyavato. And the Gemara is going to say, because maybe be Moisa Pesach, you're going to find a gluska yofe, and you're going to leave it over, as even though you did bdika, but maybe you missed something, as therefore you have to be mevato. Where are you going to find a gluska yofe? In your bias. You're not going to find a gluska yofe in your bairin sichin umairis. On Pesach b'deraklal, you're not going there. You're only in the areas that you're around. And even if you go there for a little visit, it's not mistabra, you'll find you're there for a little bit. In your house, you're around all the time. Then it's mistabra. You missed a piece of chametz, you'll find it. But, azay bazay comes out. Avada, the etzim musig of bittul is on all your chametz, in your whole rishus. But the choivas bittul that Chazal were misakin, the choivas bittul, that's only on chometz that's bebayis. On chometz that's not bebayis, Chazal didn't make a takana to be matzrich bittul. Thus is the mahalich of the Bach. What is the Torah hold? Why is the Torah choivas? The Torah asks on Rashi. As the Reish Yeshiv says, the Torah is meshitasan. The shaila is, if you were baidik chometz, you did a normal dika, you checked well, and you missed something, are you over on chometz or are you not over on the iser of Baal Yura? Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll go into it much more by Barichos. Today we'll touch in the Reish Yeshiv. The Ran over here, and the Ran on Beis Amir Aleph says, if you did a bdika and a good bdika and you miss something, you're not over on Baal Yirah. Because Saim Kanala Chazakis. And the Ran over here brings a strong raya this way. Because the Gemara asks, what do you need to do bittul for if you did bdika? What do you mean? You have to do bittul. Maybe you miss something. As a safety procedure, maybe you miss something, you should have to do bittul. Must be, if you did dika, if you miss something, you're not. That's what the Ran says. The Tor, on the other hand, is choyvah. The Tor says, if you were baidik, even if you did a great job to the best of your ability, you miss something, you're over on Baal Yirah. Thus is the shita of the Tor. And now we were zeicha to a Taisis Arash. For years, this tour was a huge mystery. How does the tour answer the Shaila of the Ran? But now they printed a Taisis Arash. The Taisis Rush over here, he was the father of the tour. He asked the question. He says a Mahalach. Kodesh Diga Mahalach. Oh, it's a Rishon. He says it. We have to see. Zog the Rosh Yesiv, very Gishmak. The Tor l'shitasai, once we were misakin that you should do bittul in the bias, because maybe you're going to find it, as we misakin you should do bittul all over, because maybe there's chametz there, and maybe you're over, even if you don't find it. Masha'inkin Rashi, Rashi will learn like the Ran, after bdika, you're not over, as there's no reason to be misakin a bittul in the other places. The only reason to do it is maybe you're going to find it. And that's only in the bias. Because that's very Yishmak. As thus is number two in Rashi. Number three in Rashi is Rashi over here, Frek the Bach and the Slach. Rashi is Seiser himself, Mineu Bey, in one of the big Chakiras and Machlekes Rishayim. Is bittul belev or is bittul bepeh? As the Mishnah on Mem Tes Amud Aleph says, bittul's belev. Mashba, it's enough to do bittul belev. And many other places it says the Loshon bittul belev. Rashi starts off, Habaydik Sarah Shivatal, Beliboy. He says Belay. Aber Rashi in the continuation says, Vioimar Kol Chamira, the Ika Bebesa Hadein Levatal. Rashi continues and he says, you need an Amira. Rashi is Seiser himself, Minei Ubei. What is Bittel? Is Bittel Belay or is Bittel Be Amira? Astira Minei Ubei in Rashi. Zokt Libach and the Slach that sometimes there's an Amira Belay. Like where do you have it in the Torah? Vayoymer Esav Beliboy. Vayoymer Haman Beliboy. You have, by different Rishayim in the Torah, it says Vayoymer Beliboy. As that's what Rashi means. Vayoymer Beliboy. He's turning everyone into Esav and Haman. The Medrash says, Grada, why does it say it by Rishayim, Vayoymer Beliboy? Zog the Medrash, a famous Yisrael, because Rishayim Bishus Liba. The Lev talks to them and tells them what to do, and they listen. That's why you always find it by Rishayim only, by Yoimer Belibay, because that's the way in Russia works. His Lev tells him, you can't learn now, wake up late, and he listens. That's his lesson. But anyway, but that's what they want to say. Lamaisa, that's what Rashi. It's Tzarech Bir. What kind of a teretz is that? Rashi says Vayoymer, and he says Lev, and he means Vayoymer Belev, because there's a pasuk that way. So why are you saying it? Why are you confusing me? Why are you doing this? Rashi is a parshan. Rashi's not a darshan. Rashi's not a... He's coming to teach us pshat. As L'chayr, you have to add to the Bach a Knech. There's two kinds of things you do believe. One thing you think in your lave, and one thing you have to think in your lave an Amira. Sometimes I think I want it to happen, it should be Chal, and sometimes I have to think in my lave a sentence for it to be Chal. What Rashi's saying, Vayomer Beliboy, Rashi's saying it's not enough to think. Not comments. You have to say it in your lave. You have to form this sentence in your lave. And that's when it says, Amira Belev, it means it's not enough hearer Belev. You need Amira Lehedya Belev. That'll be a little bit of a yishuv on the Bach and the Slach. Why is he saying Amira Belev? Because there's a musig that you think in Amira Belev. And if you look at Rashi before on Dalet, Rashi says, Bittel is a whole Amira. You got to think that whole Amira in your lave. I mean, we make a whole speech for Bittel. You got to think that whole speech in your lave if you want it to work. It's an Amira belave. And the word is for your lave to be Poyel Echalois. You need to do it with a Nusach. That's what Poyel. What's Pshad in Rashi? The Ritva is Cholek on Rashi. The Ritva. Lefize Rashi holds Bittel is belave. That which Rashi says, Va'omar is lab dafka. Frek the Ritva, Bittel is hefker. As a Bittel is hefker, hefker needs repair. As Rashi says, Bittel belev is lab dafka. Avada, you need an Amira. To feed the way the Bach and the Slach are learning Rashi, Rashi learns that Bittel is belev. As Rashi is Lishitosa, Mandalit Amid Beis, that we saw Rashi Shita is Mandalit Amid Aleph, Bittel is like Loshan HaRitva over here, and this is a Ritva which says it's so mafurish. He says, Bittel is, you're making it Ois Lechem. Bittel is from the Shem Lecha. You're thinking in your lave, clappy me, this is not bread. It's something else, it's not bread, it's dirt. It's not bread, it's dirt. As you're making an ois lechem, that's tully on your lave. What it is to you is tully on what you feel in your heart. As therefore, it's tully belibay shalavam. And if he says nevur, the ravya is medayik Rashi, Rashi never mentions in Bittul you have to say Hefker. The Rabbeinu Tam says you have to say Hefker. Rashi l'shitasa. As the Rishonim that learn it's Hefker will learn you need a Dibur. Mashen Kin Rashi l'shitasa learns you don't need a Dibur, all you need is a Leiv. V'amar means you say it b'Leiv. That's one Mahalach B'das Rashi. The Beis Yosef brings another Mahalach. The Beis Yosef learns that there are two levels, the Raisa, the Rabbana. Midi Araisa, Bittul is Belay. And that's why the Mishnah Mem Tes Amar Aleph says Bittul is Belay. Midi Rabbanon, Chazal v'choishish, that you won't properly be Mavatalit Belay. You won't mean it. Something that you have to think, you're not really going to mean. As therefore Chazal made a takana today that it should be clear what you're doing, that you have to say. As Rashi starts off, Avoidik Sarashi Yavatal Beliboy, the Ikar Chalois is Belay. Lemaisa Rashi finishes the Oimer, because the din, you have to be Oimer, what's in your lay, but Takanas Chachomim. And it's based on the Yerushalmi. But the fee said, it's still like the Bach. Ikar is Belay, like Rashi starts off, Avoidik Beliboy. Just there's a takonis chachamim to say the makshavas aleiv today that you should really mean it, you shouldn't be choizuba, it should be serious to you. As therefore Chazal made a takonis chachamim that you should say it. Okay. Bekitzer, we saw three nekudas in Rashi. Number one, beliboy for Omar, samach lebdika miyad. And the third Nakuda, Rashi says, Bittul in Avoidik Sarashi Avatal is Bebesa Hadin. We saw there's Beirim, three Nakudas in Rashi. Okay. So, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll do the Iker HaSugya, then Gali Dika, and the Deer.